not your name. What's your real name? It's Snotty Jones. Well, where's your... It couldn't be that. So what does your mother call you? So she calls me Snotty. What does your daddy call you? He calls me Snotty. Well, what do your friends call you? They call me Snotty. Well, listen here. I'm not going to sign you up by that name. So you go home and you tell your mother to write on a piece of paper what your real name is and write it down so I can sign you up. Now, you go home right now and get that. Kid turned around to his little brother. So, come on, go with me, turdhead. She's not going to believe you either.
I'll reckon she would. That's a bad.
That's kind of the way it is with some of these. Some of these folks, they'll have special names, and it's kind of peculiar though when they do that. But I have known instances where they'd call a kid by a special name, but they didn't want anybody else calling that.
You ever heard that called a pet name?
Yeah, I don't know.
Nickname?
A nickname is, for instance, if your real name is William and they call you Bill, Bill is a nickname. John is, for instance, if a person's real name is John and they call him Johnny, Johnny is a nickname.
What about this vehicle that you used to see quite frequently? You could put a baby in it and then lie down, you know, and it had wheels on it.
An ambulator or carriage, baby carriage.
What would you say that you were going to do? Say, I believe I'll put the baby in the carriage and go out.
Give him some fresh air, take a walk, or walk the baby. Those things are called ambulators. Those things are called ambulators or baby carriages.
This is one expression that you mentioned to me the other day. A woman who's about to have a baby. You say that she was going to
domino. Like this one here that I did. Yeah, getting ready to domino.
Have you ever heard anything else? Any other expression that same thing?
Deliver. Yeah, let's see. Going to deliver or produce or.
You ever heard somebody say so and so's in the family way?
Oh yeah. That's real nice language there. That's another way of saying they're pregnant. They say that in a family way. That's where you're in church and you use that kind of language.
You ever heard somebody say, so and so swallowed a funky seed?
Well, yeah, when the gal's all swelled up, they say, ooh, looks like she's been eating pumpkin seed. Yeah. Evidently, the pumpkin seed must swell them out.
What is this expression? Say, if a boy has the same color hair and eyes as his father, and maybe his nose is shaped about the same, yeah. You say that the boy...
is a spitting image. Spitting image of his old man. He's well marked. He's marked like his daddy. He's marked like his mama. Whoever he resembles, say he's marked. If he looks like one, a whole lot like it, they say he's a spitting image.